we're working with a number of folks, and you know, if you're fair about it, and if you can actually get the real dope from people involved in the process, it's a highly intensive process, very manual. The time crunch is very heavy. And effectively, you've got folks who are trying to run around exchanging emails with docs attached, tech volumes, and so forth. So in this case, what we're really trying to do is we're trying to make sure that we spot issues of credibility in the language that's submitted as part of the bid. We're looking at elements of structure. We've had one case where a number of case studies were submitted and the structural breakdown of the case studies were not aligned with the win themes, for instance. So all of that kind of scanning that you can automate. And we're not, by the way, suggesting that you can replace the need for a human brain in any means. We're just simply saying that the tedious stuff, let's pull that out of the equation. Let's automate that. And let's actually deliver a higher quality bid and let people get on with the real business of actually winning and content.
And always, as part of this, if you can use technology to focus on, to remove that sort of more menial stuff, yeah, all of a sudden you can spend more time on the real mission critical stuff.
For sure. And really, it's a question of actually just human factors here. Nobody wants to be up against the wire. You know, tomorrow we've got to deliver this thing. It's a 12 midday deadline. You've got to start binding and running prints and so forth. You want to be positioned, you know, several days before that so you can actually really, you know, on the review teams and the gold and red teams and so forth, that they are actually in a position where they can vet in a real way for real meaningful misses.
So I was going over your site, sure, and looking at it because this just fascinates me because folks often, I mean, a lot of these things can be very complex. One of the things is, and these, as we've said, these RFPs and the responses can be very big. What do you do? How does this work? It goes through and makes sure all the pieces connect?
Yeah, sure. So let's take an example of one of the capabilities that we offer. So we call it discovery. It's actually borrowed in some way from the legal aspect of discovery, the kind of the Enron type situation where you're going chasing language and kind of email threads and so forth with coding language. So we use discovery to effectively cross-cut between the documents to identify connections. So, for instance, you may have a highly technical response volume, which may need to cover out certain win themes. So we will identify the location of the language that seems to support the win theme, and we'll show that covering and visually represent it, cross-cutting into the sections and the headings and so forth.
And it can even pull out like certain words that would be that just don't end up working very well in responses.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's a great point. I mean, one of the key points that, you know, people, through no fault of their own, they end up using a lot of passive language, which is a killer on this kind of
stuff. May deliver is the one that I always, I've just seen, and it's just, A, it's passive, so it's terrible.
Oh, it's horrendous.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, and then the reality is, if you're delivering a response which is, you know, spanning several hundred pages, I mean, who the heck is going to find this stuff? It's really not that simple. So if you can scan in the space of a minute a document or a corpus of documents and look for things like might provide, may deliver, the liability language is interesting as well. You're into things like expert. If you put an expert into a bid response, you're effectively, even if you win a thing, you're going to expose yourself to credibility or liability actually after the win fact. Ultimately, you're exposing yourself, or something like we guarantee and so forth.
State of the art, best practices,
right,
those kinds of things,
right,
are all words that end up being red flags.
Exactly. So we will flag those, and again, we'll free up the bid manager to get on with the real job at hand, which is to actually put meaningful content in there and really take that tedium out of the entire equation.
And does this work because all these documents are done in different formats, but this works whether it's a PDF or whatever?
For sure. You know, it's kind of interesting. In my past lives, I've kind of built solutions and created startups that were expecting almost behavior change. You know, people go into a proprietary environment and whatnot. I've realized now that I was, you know, wrong on that. You really need to support the tooling that's out there. So it's Office. It's predominantly Word, Excel, PDF, and we do support all of those media.
Are there other folks competing out there with you? When you and I were talking the other day,
sure,
I hadn't heard of this before. I guess it's called document content analysis, right?
Yeah, and that's kind of the kind of the moniker, if you will, that we're calling this right now. The best way to explain it is this. Everybody is probably familiar with some element of document management, which really, in effect, is the idea of, you know, putting a set of documents, allowing people to collaborate and kind of manage those documents in a group setting. We're dipping into the content. We're really kind of opening the window, as it were, on the content itself within the document. And that's the interesting thing. So this is kind of very complementary to document management. You know, we would integrate with SharePoint, very complementary with the management side of things, but then getting into the meat of the matter. What is the content actually really saying? Is there risk there? Is there going to be issues?